Sienna Brooks stood alone at the window, gazing out at the lights of the runway, which looked ghostly in the low-lying fog and gathering clouds. Atop a control tower in the distance, the Turkish flag fluttered proudly, a field of red emblazoned with the ancient symbols of the crescent and star, vestiges of the Ottoman Empire still flying proudly in the modern world. "A Turkish lira for your thoughts?" a deep voice said behind her. Sienna did not turn.
"A storm is coming."
"I know," Langdon responded quietly. After a long moment, Sienna turned to him.
"And I wish you were coming to Geneva."
"Nice of you to say so," he replied. "But you'll be busy talking about the future. The last thing you need is some old-fashioned college professor slowing you down." She gave him a puzzled look.
"You think you're too old for me, don't you?"
Langdon laughed out loud. "Sienna, I am definitely too old for you." She shifted uncomfortably, feeling embarrassed.
"Okay, but at least you'll know where to find me."
She managed a girlish shrug.
"I mean, if you ever want to see me again."
He smiled at her. "I'd enjoy that." She felt her spirits lift a bit, and yet a long silence grew between them, neither of them quite certain how to say goodbye. As Sienna stared up at the American professor, she felt a surge of emotion she wasn't accustomed to feeling. Without warning, she stood on her tiptoes and kissed him full on the lips. When she pulled away, her eyes were moist with tears.
"I'll miss you," she whispered.
Langdon smiled affectionately and wrapped his arms around her. "I'll miss you too." They stood for a long while, locked in an embrace that neither seemed willing to end. Finally, Langdon spoke. "There's an ancient saying, often attributed to Dante himself." He paused. "Remember tonight, for it's the beginning of forever."
"Thank you, Robert," she said, as the tears began to flow. "I finally feel like I have a purpose."
Langdon pulled her closer. "You always said you wanted to save the world, Sienna. This might just be your chance." Sienna smiled softly and turned away. As she walked alone toward the waiting C-130, Sienna considered everything that had happened, everything that might still happen, and all the possible futures.
"Remember tonight," she repeated to herself, "for it's the beginning of forever."
As Sienna climbed into the plane, she prayed that Dante was right.